How about a game of Hungry Hungry Hippos as we head on back to the 70s? I'm your sucker man host, Darian. Coming up, we're headed back to Monday, March 27th, 1978.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
It was Monday, March 27, 1978. Jimmy Carter was the 39th President of the United States, and Walter F. Mondale was his right-hand man. Gasoline was an easily affordable 65 cents a gallon, and minimum wage was $2.65 an hour. The Bee Gees gave the country Night Fever, and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson were giving advice on the country charts. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They should be Steelers instead. That evening at 8, your choices in entertainment were varied. On ABC, you had The Boy That Was Raised by Wolves, Lou Kahn. On CBS, you had Poverty Comedy with Good Times. And on NBC, you had Wholesome Family Goodness with Little House on the Prairie. And that's all for me, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, it's time to give Lou Kahn his annual haircut and get his rabies shot. Let's chat tomorrow for another 70s flashback.